The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In terms of the Dharma, in terms of the practice we do, there is the so-called technique that you're using when you meditate, the particular approach, and then there's an attitude in which you do it. So the technique might be, for example, doing breath meditation, focusing on the breath. Or it might be just more general mindfulness of whatever's happening in the present moment. Or it might be loving-kindness meditation. That's a primary technique or form of meditation you take, you do. And no matter what meditation practice you do, there's also the attitude in which you, or the number of attitudes that might come into play as you do it. And it's very important to be the custodian or the caretaker of your attitude. Because if you don't care for it, if you don't caretake for your attitude, something else will. and that something else might be, it's all in you, but it's, it might not be the best attitude to have. And one of the reasons it's important to have a good attitude when we meditate is that a lot of meditation, especially when you, before you really get settled down, so much, especially in daily life or whatever, a lot of meditation is about failure. You sit down and you're going to maybe stay with your breath, and the mind goes off. It doesn't stay on the breath. So you could call that failure, right? You're going to do something, and that's what you set yourself to do, and you don't do it. And so you bring the mind back. Or you're doing loving kindness practice, and before you know it, you're thinking about your shopping list. And so you lost track of your practice and you have to come back. And so there's all kinds of attitudes that can come with the mind not going along with the program. You could feel bad about yourself, you could get angry, you could get discouraged. And a lot of these kinds of more negative attitudes undermine what you're trying to do. And so I think it's really helpful to spend a little bit of time considering what would be a helpful attitude that you can bring into the practice that is sincere. You don't want to artificially create something. But I think if you consider it, you might have a fairly good chance to find something in your repertoire of attitudes, understandings, that would help you have a little more positive attitude to what's going on. And one of the attitudes that the Buddhism encourages is one of kindness, of benevolence or goodwill or loving kindness. And so, for example, a kinder way would be with the mind wandering off the breath and into its thoughts. But when you notice that, to instead of going, oh no, or some equivalent, is to go, of course, this is what minds do. And then come back. Your job is to come back, not to go, of course, and then just continue. But of course, this is what they do, and then just come and then come back. So it's like just matter of fact. Of course, it's not like a big problem or a mistake. It just of course. And an attitude that I like to take is kind of in a certain kind of way, not agree with everything that happens, in a sense that but the attitude of yes, rather than no, no, oh no. Not that. It says, oh yes. It's kind of like acknowledgement. Oh yes, that's how it is now. And so there's kind of an openness or a kindness or a not a problemness. This is how it is. Yes, this is how it is. Life, universe, this is how it manifests right now. Yes. And given how this is how it is, I'm not going to continue this way. This is not useful or productive or helpful for me to continue this way. But let me now come back to my breath. Let me come back to the present moment. Let me come back to my loving-kindness practice. So you might try, as you do the practice today, to look at your attitude, see what your native attitude is, and when you're left to yourself, your own devices, and then see if you can bring, if there's some nice attitude you can bring that's more helpful. And maybe the attitude of course, or the attitude of yes, some kind of yes. Oh yes, that's how it is. But yes does not mean let's just continue to be distracted. Just, you know, that's how it is, yes. And so there's kind of an openness, a kind of opening to possibilities in that yes. Where you say no, it's kind of closing down something. So yes, this is how it is. And now, given that's how it is, let me center myself again back on the breathing. And let's continue the breath practice that way. And I find that it's a lot easier to continue with a practice when there's an attitude of yes, openness, kindness, of course-ness, than the attitude of no, oh no. Because when there's oh no or no, my experience is it actually keeps the mind a little bit agitated. It keeps that part of the mind that gets distracted. It kind of gives it more fuel or more energy. So I'm actually more likely to wander off or get concerned or preoccupied or whatever if I have this, oh no, not that. This is terrible. And I'm a terrible person for having this. Oh yes, this is how it is. So, yeah, I hope that helps. You might explore that today. And if it doesn't help at all, then figure something else out.